This is the Roadshow Report for Scotland, from DRIL, Disability Research on Independent Living and Learning. The Executive Summary. Four roadshows and a focus group were held across Scotland. Academic input came from a local speaker on a range of research topics at each of the roadshows. Roundtable discussions were held at the events, generating valuable discussion on the themes that might be addressed with the DRIL funding. Participants were able to prioritise the areas most important to them, and a breakdown is included in the full report. Here are the highlights from the three key themes. A. Under economic participation, a popular solution was supporting disabled people to start their own businesses, social enterprises, and micro-enterprises. In addition, a stronger understanding of the impact of acquired impairment and the support in place to enable people to remain in work was needed. The contribution of disabled volunteers should also be facilitated and valued more strongly. B. Under social citizenship, social connections and natural friendships were seen to be a key area for support and development. To enable this, issues like transport would need to be addressed. Catalysts for connections like community cafes and gardens were crucial. And C, under civic participation, participants strongly identified a need for a broad education and awareness project which would support all members of the public to understand the issues faced by disabled people. The public could learn about the social model of disability and relate this to their own life journeys and lived experiences. Peer support, peer education, peer champions and peer research were identified as crucial elements of the programme and had the potential for great impact. The NAG Scotland wanted to see values-based approaches underpin the DRIL programme. In particular, a human rights approach should be demonstrated in applications for funding. Scottish participants identified rural issues as being particularly important to address, as they often added barriers to participation. As Scotland gained further powers with more policy areas being devolved, it was important to consider where the DRIL research could inform and shape independent living for disabled people. Capacity building was essential to the success of the programme at all levels and for all of the partners involved. The NAG Scotland agreed that the existing themes need to be revisited and reworded to reflect an outcomes approach. That completes this document.